How's Mount Alexander Shire doing in the vaccination race, Darren?
Yeah, really well, Steve, and great to see the whole region. I know you guys are reporting that is doing really well. Our recent figures came out from the Australian government saying that we're at 78% for first dose and at 54% for the second dose. So just want to say thank you so much to our community who is responding so well, as is everybody in the region. And just a reminder for those people who haven't perhaps had a chance to get booked in, certainly can recommend Castlemaine Health here in Castlemaine, who are doing a brilliant job. They're open on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays for vaccinations. And if anybody wants to book with them, go to castlemainehealth.org.au, look up coronavirus and the vaccination section, and you can book yourself in there. And by all accounts, they're doing a brilliant job of getting people in and getting people out. And clearly, it's working well with that 78% of first jabs so far.
Yeah, well done indeed. Hey, yeah, the business awards, this is a great sign over, you know, what's been a terribly tough 12 months, but obviously the people have got right behind local business in the Shire, which is terrific to see.
Sure have, Robert. It's been fantastic. So this is our biennial. Every 2 years we have the Mount Alexander Shire Business Awards, and we have been absolutely inundated with nominations. We got 170 different businesses across the Shire nominated for awards. I think there was over 300 submissions in relation to those 170 businesses. So that's the most we've had in nominations since we first started this in 2015. So really excited about that, really pleased that the community's taking the time to get behind our great businesses who we all know have had such a challenging time for the last 18 months or so. So really great stuff. That's step number one. There's two steps in this process. So we've seen businesses put their hand up or people nominate them. The next bit, the really important part now, is for each of the businesses who were nominated to get in their submission of a formal entry to the awards. So that's got to happen before October the 4th for those nominated businesses. So to help them, in the next week, Monday and Tuesday next week, 21st and 22nd, we'll have some online mentoring sessions to help the nominees polish up their entries. And we've got the wonderful Kerry Anderson, who's a well-known local businesswoman, going to be helping those businesses to develop and refine their business and marketing plans as well as their nominations. So businesses who want to do that submission, they can go online at Mount Alexander Business Awards, that's all one word, .com.au, and get their entry forms in that way. Or if they want to have a chat with one of us, they can call our Business Awards officer, Mark Barry, on 5471 1727, or you can email Mark at m.barry@mountalexander.vic.gov.au.
Okay.
So you're into a new game now, Darren, selling off old churches, I hear.
We are, well, slowly but surely we are, Steve. This is one that's been worked on for quite a while. We're talking, of course, about the historic building in Chewton, the church out there, the former Wesleyan church, which was actually opened in 1861, so it's an incredibly amazing old building. It was designed by the same architects, I'm told, who designed a church that in recent years has been turned into a really popular live performance venue called Chapel Off Chapel in Paran, in Melbourne, of course. Don't know that, but I'm told that that's quite a great job that they've done there. So we, from council's perspective, the council has resolved to sell that building in 2017. And since then, we had to subdivide the land that the building was on and get it ready for sale. So we're at that point now, and we've got some images and videos of the church on our Shape Mount Alexander website. And so if you just put Shape Mount Alexander into Google, you'll bring that up. And that gives you a good idea of what the state of the building is at the moment. And it's not fantastic. It needs some considerable work. But we're hoping that someone who really loves the history of our Shire and knows how to do great work on such buildings can really turn into something amazing again. Yeah. So anyone who wants to put in for that, you can. I'll have a chat with our property portfolio coordinator. You can have a talk with Lynn Williamson and give her a call on 5471 1700, or you can again go to our Shape Mount Alexander website for more information.
Alrighty, sounds very interesting. I think renovator's delight is the terminology that's used to describe it.
I believe that to be so.
Oh, but if you've got the money, the potential is amazing, isn't it? But money is pretty important too.
Well, it is indeed, yes. Hey, Darren, great to chat. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Thank you both.
All right. Bye. Darren Fuzzard, Mount Alexandershire on the Wake Up Call, Gold, Central Victoria.